Hi, everyone. We hope you're having a great holiday season. We don't have a new episode for you this week or next week due to the holidays. However, we wanted to share a great installment of After Dark from our Patreon as a little gift to you this season. In this installment of After Dark, we discuss gossiping in public and how people will secretly film or expose gossip they heard in real life and then share what they're hearing on social media apps like TikTok. We release a new installment of After Dark every week with each episode of Millennial. By becoming a patron, you'll get ad-free access, Mega Millennial, access to our planning docs and meetings, our live streams, a new physical gift every year, and so much more. Check it all out. This show only happens because of listener support via Patreon and our paid Apple Podcast subscription. Tap into the show on Apple Podcasts and get a free trial to access all installments of After Dark. You can get the same 7-day free trial on Patreon, too, by the way. The URL for Patreon is patreon.com/millennial. See a link in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, and enjoy this installment of After Dark.
To kick things off, I wanted to ask you all if you ever worry about who could potentially be listening if you're gossiping with a friend or two out in public.
100%.
Like, do you ever stop to think about it?
Or on a podcast, which is kind of in public.
I get very worried about this, to answer your question, Pam.
I do too. And so I usually just like lower the pitch of my voice. I hope that it just doesn't carry.
Is it from the angle of like you're concerned that somebody's listening who you don't know knows the person you're gossiping about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially if it's like, if I'm gossiping about family, like I have family in the area, you never know who knows someone else.
Right. Oh, actually, Pam, I got a perfect example. When you and I went to our coffee when I was up there in April, remember we were sitting
at
coffee and one of the family members of the groom came walking in and I was like, I think I started whispering to Pam. I was like,
yeah,
I think we got to keep our voice down now because I think that's who I'm thinking it is. I wasn't entirely sure, but I was pretty confident. Of course, I was not about to risk it either. But yeah, so
see,
that's a
you
thing.
You never know. Yeah. Well, if you weren't scared before, you maybe should be a little bit after hearing about this new TikTok trend. So people are now making, you know, they're building a following by reporting on gossip, but not like celebrity gossip. They're reporting on just normal people's gossip. And so what's happening is that these people will be out in public. They'll hear a friend or maybe a smaller group of people gossiping about someone else that's not there. And then they'll come back home and turn on their cameras and they'll just relay the gossip they overheard to their TikTok audience. And it's not ever usually done in a way to just like spread some juicy gossip around. They're dropping names. They're giving specific details. And the whole point of relaying this gossip to the masses is to send the masses out to find the person that's being gossiped about because they deserve to know what their friends really think about them. Which is crazy to me. Like,
yes.
I think that this is insane.
This is like a reality TV show, like Cheaters, the television show or something. But that was probably all fake, whereas this is real. Is the audio being posted too? Or they're just...
No.
Okay, no audio. So at least there's that. But I'm surprised that's not happening, but maybe that would be against TikTok's terms of service.
Probably.
And if it's not, it should be. And maybe I don't know. I guess, how do you police this on a platform like TikTok saying no gossiping if they did try to go that direction? Like, because you want to gossip about celebrities, people do that. Where is the line? No personal gossip?
Yeah.
What's personal?
Well, and also, there's no guarantee that every single one of these stories gets shared is actually real. Like, I am sure there is somebody out there who has tried to make up scenarios like this for clout, trying to get big, where maybe they didn't necessarily overhear anything at all, or maybe they exaggerated what they overheard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be really, really hard to regulate.
Yeah. Or like, you jump the gun with assumptions, right? Because there's a lot you don't know. So Laura, I know that you specifically have seen some TikToks where people are exposing cheaters, right?
Yeah. And I've actually seen it happen where somebody will have taken video at a bar, at an event, whatever, of a person. I feel like usually when this happens, it's a man. And they then take video of themselves when they get home and they kind of stitch the videos together. And they'll be like, hey, if this is your husband, he was flirting with this woman all night. He started making out with her and then he left with her. I saw him take his wedding ring off, like that level of, you know, trying to crowdsource the identity of, you know, whoever this person's wife is that is clearly being cheated on. So it even goes so far as to take video sometimes of the cheater, the alleged cheater, so that it's easy for their spouse or their partner to find out, to stumble across it.
And at first I was thinking, why other than clout are people posting this? Like, do they actually think they're going to find the perpetrator here? But I guess if you start like using hashtags, like I hashtag Medford, New Jersey, the hometown I grew up in, like it's going to start being right. noticed by local mm-hmm. people, and thus it might actually be effective. But still, this public shaming, like, yeah, yeah, in the case of cheaters, what they're doing is bad, but it's still not right to film them or talk about them, try to share info to get them caught, because ultimately I think what is happening is they do want that clout. It's a dopamine hit to see those numbers rise and the comments rise and like get attention in the local news.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing, right? Like it's being they're framing themselves as a good person with good morals, right? I'm doing this because, you know, I'm just looking out for my fellow human. But you're right. It is kind of a transaction, because the kickback is that it's a return investment for them. They get a little bit more of a following. They get more hits on their TikTok if that's something that they're you know, looking to grow. So,
and then what probably happens is they start getting DMs from people like, hey, I live in this town too, and I have suspicions about my husband. I think he goes to this coffee shop Saturdays at 10 a.m. with Carol.
Can you please?
Yeah, exactly. And publicly shame him, and I'll pay you $500 to do it or something like that.
You know, I know that you're joking, but I have also scrolled past TikToks where like women will, like the person that, you know, it, like their whole account is basically other people messaging them and saying, can you like direct message my boyfriend, my husband, to see, and like hit on him to see if he's unfaithful. Yeah. But it's like, if you have those suspicions anyway, then your whole relationship is not on a solid foundation. It's not being built on a solid foundation anyway. Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. 100%. I guess at least in those cases, people are directly soliciting these creators to go out and do this. I think what bothers me about the narcs when it comes to like gossiping in public, or even people who are cheating out in public, is you can't necessarily know that the person you're trying to reach would want to find out in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's horrible enough to find out that you're being cheated on without it going viral and a bunch of other people you potentially know finding out that you've been cheated on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you know what else sits wrong here? These people who are posting the videos, gossip, cheaters, whatever, they're kind of acting like they're perfect. They don't make mistakes. How would you like it if somebody was secretly following you around with a camera and caught you licking ice cream out of the freezer at the food store and putting it back in the freezer? Picking your nose in public and dropping the booger on a register. I don't know. My point just is, like, gossiping, cheating, obviously there's different levels of what's acceptable, but it's just unfair because you probably do some shit in public that you shouldn't be doing either.
Yeah, it's the identifying factors too, right? And the riling up of the internet mob, that's the real issue. Yeah. Here, right? Like, maybe we might feel differently if they were just like repeating something that they heard. Like for example, the overheard insert city here pages on Instagram are really popular. I don't know if you guys follow any of those. Like, there's overheard LA, overheard NYC and stuff like that. That's like such harmless fun because there's no identifying information except for the fact that it was like girl one to girl two and that it happened in this city.
Yeah.
But they're not like actively mobilizing people to like find these humans and drag them basically through the mud.
Yeah. It reminds me of, didn't we talk on the show about the girl who like gave a middle finger in the background of another video or said fuck you or something like that? There was a lot of assumptions being made, and these poor people who were being accused started getting attacked online. It was really messed up.
I always love eavesdropping on people who are obviously on first dates. Oh, do y'all ever do that?
Do you ever like root for them if they're like a super cute couple?
Yeah, 100%. I will say the last time I did this, it was so weird because there was a pretty significant age difference at play, which like, whatever, it's fine. But the woman was, I would say, roughly around my age, and she and this guy started talking, and they both realized that they were from the same town in South Georgia, close to Savannah. And they were like, oh my God, what are the odds that we're from the same town? And they started talking, and the more they talked, they realized they live there at the same time. And she went to high school in that town with his children who were the same age as her. And so they were talking about people that they knew who were like his kids' friends, who she was also friends with, and kind of ran in the same circles. So they both seemed very into it. It seemed like the night was going to have a happy ending for them both. But it was just so funny to listen to them come to this realization of like, oh my God, like you are the age of my children. And when we were living in this town, like all at the same time, you were a teenager and I was a literal adult.
So Andrew, you lived for the gossip as an Uber driver is what I'm garnering from this note in the dog.
Ugh, that was one of the best parts about it. It's like you pick somebody up from a party on a Friday or Saturday night, and they come in the car, and the moment those car doors shut, they just start talking shit about everybody at that party. And I loved it. I sat there quietly. I'm not even exaggerating. I mean, we all do it, right? You get out of a party, you're heading home, you just start talking about how the night went. I sat there silently, taking in every word about Susie and Mark and Gerald. I loved it all.
Andrew was like, feed me.
Feed me. I'd take them on longer routes so I can hear more. But it does make me wonder if like Uber drivers have been secretly recording people in cars for the same exact type of thing. Like, have either of you seen that on TikTok? Like secretly filmed Uber conversations?
I haven't seen that, but I do know that it's becoming more common now for Uber drivers to put cameras in their car because they want to make sure that they're compensated if, you know, some drunk person throws up in their back seat, for example.
Yeah. Or a safety thing, if God forbid they started getting physical with the driver.
So I feel like that goes hand in hand, right? You already have the footage. It's probably really tempting to toss it up online.
Yeah.
But maybe Uber has a clause that says they can't, like it's a privacy.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. Why do we do this, though? Because you're right, Andrew. We all do this. If you go out for a night, you hang out with a big group of people, you get in with your little clique into the Uber, and it's almost like the driver is in another dimension to the riders. Like, we think we can just talk all kinds of shit without considering who the fuck is driving the car. Like, that person could know some of the people we're at that party with, you know? But it feels like a safe space to talk shit. And it's always extremely animated And I think some of the funniest times I've ever been involved in this are times where the driver does get kind of involved.
Oh.
Have you ever had that happen?
No, I can't. Maybe. Nothing's jumping to mind, though.
I feel like that's only ever happened to me in Vegas. The cab drivers there on another level. But I feel like they hear some crazy shit. So they're just like, they're ready to come in with the advice. But to answer your point, to answer your question, Laura, I feel like it's the same. I don't know. It's kind of like the same vibe as like confessing stuff to your bartender. Do you guys ever just like strike up a random you tell those people stuff that you would not tell anyone else because you're like, I'm never going to see them again. You know,
it's the laid back atmosphere. Yeah. Or maybe you do get to know a bartender over time, whereas like with a taxi driver or an Uber driver, you will probably never see them again. I think, too, with Uber drivers, it's almost like a relic of the taxi era where you would have like glass a lot of the time, especially in like New York City, between the front and the back. So that kind of helps set up a privacy wall, and that kind of mindset where you can be more open. This is just me randomly theorizing, but because that setting where there's some separation, it carried over to the Uber era. And even though there's no glass wall there, typically you still see a barrier between the front row and the back row. I don't know. That could be part of it. I guess it is important to start being more mindful of like doing that, but it just feels so good after you get out of a party to just like really like unwind, just like recapping
the night.
Who pissed you off? What went really well? Yeah. It's not necessarily all bad gossip.
No.
Oh, I loved Laura. She was great at the party. What a great host, you know?
Aww.
And then fucking Pam was so annoying. She wouldn't stop talking.
There's always one messy drunk. Yeah.
Andrew couldn't remember what happened that last hour. And then he threw up. My Halloween party. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's natural. It feels good to gossip.
It does.
Yeah, I think it's definitely like, I think that like gossip, there's obviously different levels, right? And you don't want to be like, there's some people that are, there's a difference between gossiping with one other person or two other people and like spreading rumors, right? Because that's like, one is mean-spirited and the other is maybe just not. I think it's normal to like let out steam, especially with your friends, with people that you trust.
I also like this point that Elizabeth is bringing up, too. I think overhearing people out in public is pretty common and usually harmless. It's the recording and reporting online that's icky. I think we need to remember that first part. Like, it's not new that people are talking about other people out in public. But then these videos get posted on TikTok. Like, this is some new issue that they're going to be able to stop collectively on social media. Like, this is always going to happen, so it really just is just for clout.
Yeah, there, like, some of the examples too in these inspiration for this conversation came from a few articles I saw online over the past few weeks, like talking about this phenomenon. And one of them was from, I think it was from Vice, I pulled the article. But like, some of these examples, it's just like normal stuff. Like, they were talking about like somebody on TikTok decided to expose a group of bridesmaids for not liking the dresses the bride picked out. And it's like, that is something that like they did that girl a kindness, right? Saying, I love the dress you picked out. Like, it was not within that person's right to like relay that they actually thought the dresses were ugly. You know,
and that's also such a common experience if you're a bridesmaid. Yeah, bridesmaids' dresses are usually hideous.
And you suck it up because you love the person getting married. Yeah. And like, it's to their taste. It's not supposed to be to your taste. But that person doesn't need to know that actually you thought that it was the ugliest thing you've ever put on your body.
Right.
So I don't know. Well, to kind of start wrapping this up, I wanted to know if like we've ever been caught gossiping and if there's ever been any ramifications as a result of that.
You and I almost got caught a few months
ago. That's true, we did. That could have been catastrophic. Imagine you rolling back up to the wedding.
I've been banned from the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, what were you gossiping about specifically?
You know, I don't want to address it.
Oh,
it was kind of like personal-ish. Yeah.
Okay.
He was giving like some background details on the couple.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
Right. And in walks dad, possibly. So yeah, can't do
yeah,
that.
And some background details on the family too. So like, again, not ideal.
So I don't think I've been caught, but this does remind me, you got to be careful what you're saying over text messages too. This is why Snapchat is still great with the disappearing messages, because somebody could turn on you and take those screenshots and share them with somebody else. That's being called gossiping right there. So either you trust each other, maybe you're both mutually gossiping to the point where, like, if one betrayed the other would be able to fuck them up too. So there's a mutual understanding that one can't make the wrong move.
It's kind of like how there's a mutual understanding that anything we say in After Dark does not leave After Dark.
Exactly.
Yes. And I guess you could say that with our audience too. They understand. Yeah. Not that we could come out and like exact revenge on them other than banning them from Patreon. But yes, there's like this mutual understanding. And I think when you're texting, you just really don't think about somebody possibly turning on you, or maybe somebody stealing your phone and getting your passcode. Like, people don't even need face ID or touch ID. You just need the passcode. So if somebody's spying on you and they see the passcode you type in, they could gain full access to your phone just through the passcode.
Or, you know, sometimes people will eavesdrop on you when you're sending a text message in public. Have y'all heard about this happening on planes where if somebody's texting someone talking shit about the person in the seat next to them, and the person in the seat next to them can very easily see what they're saying?
Yeah. I love spying on people texting. It's so fun. I was debating if we should talk about that on Millennial. On the last flight I was on, I was watching over somebody's shoulder. He was checking his it must have been some investment account. He had over $1 million in his account. I was like, whoa, I've never seen $1 million before. That's cool. So I couldn't look away.
Yeah. Why would you check that in such a crowded public place?
He's probably proud of it.
I hope he had a good VPN. Like, I'm never signing into anything that is sensitive information in public places.
I think if I had an account with $1 million, I'd be checking in public too, leaving my phone on the counter, letting everybody.
But that's just putting a target on your back.
I guess.
You're going to get mugged on the streets of wherever you live.
You're like, that guy, get him.
Give me your passcode. Give me your passcode. Yeah.
But to that point, it's funny because I feel so self-conscious whenever I'm working on a plane or in any kind of like small space like that, because it's like, I wonder what these people think sometimes, like if I'm like Googling, you know, random pictures of insert celebrity here, like resizing that stuff. Like, do they think that I just like run a fan page for, I don't know, Tom Hanks or something? I'm looking for the exact right picture of Tom Hanks.
I feel that hard. I writing articles on the plane for Hypeable or Twilight Source, and like then creating those images like you're talking about, people must be wondering, why am I grabbing a picture of Edward and Bella? Like, what could his job be?
Exactly. They probably just, well, they wouldn't be wrong. I was gonna say, they probably just think that you run a fan site.
Yeah. All right, well, this was fun. Be careful out there, everybody. Don't get caught.
Yeah,
be very careful what messages you log forever within your phone and in somebody else's phone too,
and who you gossip with
I trust you too.
I trust you too.
I really
Likewise.
Do yeah. I mean it.
I do too. That's why we do After Dark. I think we couldn't really do this if there wasn't mutual trust.
Yeah,
that's true.
That we weren't gonna betray each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's still time.
How about for our 10th anniversary next year, we just blow the whole thing up? We all betray each other. That'd be a fun twist.
Et tu, Brute. Oh, my God. That's how we end the show.
That'd be a pretty cool ending. Everybody would wonder if we ever repaired things.
We hate each other now.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be back in 5 years to launch another podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And the first episode is just going to be like, you know, it's like those Real Housewives reunion episodes where we have like one host that's like tried to air out the dirty laundry between all three of us.
But the episode can be titled "What Happened," and we explain the breakdown.
What happened.
Shout out to Hillary's book.
I was gonna say. say it's our own Hillary Clinton moment.
That title came to mind. I was like, why do I recognize it? And I Googled it. I was like, oh, of course, Hillary. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for your support. And we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.